This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, February 22nd, 2010. I have not podcasted in a while. I don't remember how long it's been. But it's been a while. Let's see. Last Tuesday. I guess that's not too long. Not even a week. The weekend. I went to the boyfriend's house this weekend because it was our 5-year anniversary on Saturday, and we had plans to go out to a restaurant on Saturday night. But Friday night, I went to the boyfriend's house, and he made steak and potatoes, and we just relaxed watching TV and, just sitting around, chit-chatting, catching up on our week, and just, enjoying spending time together. That was very nice. And then on Saturday, we slept really late. I think it was probably 9 o'clock before we even got out of bed. We knew we weren't going anywhere, and the boyfriend didn't have any pets to take care of or anything like that, so we just relaxed and snuggled in bed and enjoyed being in bed. And then got up, got moving, ate breakfast, showered, and all that stuff, and then we decided we would run some errands, and so the boyfriend had to go to look for vacuum cleaner bags and just stuff like that. And then we went to Pearson's and did a wine tasting of some French, are they French Burgundy region wines? I'm not sure, but they were French wines, I know that. And they were good. The boyfriend walked out with a case of wine. I helped him select the ones he should buy, but he bought them. And then we came home, and we did not do afternoon snuggles. We just watched a little TV on the couch, and then got dressed and got ready to go to our favorite restaurant, Kincaid's, for our 5-year anniversary. And went there, had dinner, really nice dinner, bottle of wine, some champagne. Our friends Jeff and Debbie were there. Jeff is the bartender and Debbie's his girlfriend. She was there with some of her friends, so it was nice to catch up with her a little bit. And anyway, so we had a really nice time and came home. And then we watched the movie Julie and Julia. And, excuse me, we had not seen that movie before, but we had seen the reviews about how, what's her name, Amy Adams, a lot of people didn't really care for her performance or didn't think it was all that great, but that the movie was good. And we completely agree. The movie was fantastic. We absolutely loved the movie. And I was actually expecting to be disappointed with Amy Adams' performance, but it wasn't that bad. It actually was not that bad. So if I was giving it a rating, I would give this movie 4 out of 5. Because the only reason I would bring it down to a 4 was that I don't think they did enough of the history of her, of Julia Child's later in life. Like, they kept showing all of her early life stuff, when how she learned how to cook and then started the cookbook and all of that. But then we didn't see anything of her later on. And then just at the very end of the movie, they just, mentioned, oh, and she died in 2004, blah, 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 and that was it. But they didn't, create anything. Now, on the other hand, Meryl Streep did an amazing job as Julia Child. The boyfriend was just totally blown away by that. So if she's up for an Oscar, which I kind of think she is, let's go to Oscars.com and see. Oscars. Oh, it's just Oscar. Oscar nominations 2010. Let's see. I think she's up for an Oscar. I hope this doesn't start playing. I knew it. It started playing. I don't know if you heard that or not, but started playing. Let's see. Best Actress. Was she for Best Actress or Best... let's see. Nominations. There we go. Best Picture. Leading Role Actor. Actress. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Meryl Streep. It's Leading Actress. Actress in Leading Role. Meryl Streep for Julie and Julia. Very good. I think she should win it. However, They're probably going to give it to that girl from Precious, Gabourey Sidibe. I don't know how to say her name. But it would be great if Meryl Streep won, because she's been nominated, I don't know, like 6 million times. Do they give you their bio? No, they do not give you. Oh, yes, they do. View nominee information. Oh, it doesn't really say, just what the role she was nominated for. Oh, my God, she's been nominated for many, many, many. Let's see, she was nominated for Doubt in 2008, The Devil Wears Prada 2006, Adaptation 2002, Music of the Heart 1999, One True Thing 98, Bridges of Madison County 95, Postcards from the Edge 90, A Cry in the Dark 88, Ironwood 87, Out of Africa 85, Silkwood 83, Sophie's Choice 82, French Lieutenant's Woman 81, Kramer vs. Kramer 79, and The Deer Hunter 78. Wow. So it's like every other year, every third year, something like that. Every 2 years. One, two, there's one, two, three, four in a row. Then skips 2 years, skips 2 years, skips 2 years, skips 5 years, skips 3 years, skips 1 year, and then every 2 years after that. Wow. But which one does she win for? She won for Kramer versus Kramer, and what was the other one? Sophie's Choice? Oh, yeah, Winner. Yeah. Sophie's Choice and Kramer versus Kramer. Anyway, I'm babbling on about Meryl Streep. I hope she wins. That's who I want to win. I need to download my little Oscar thing and fill that out, because that's coming up in just a couple weeks. Anyway, so we watched that movie, Julie and Julia, and absolutely loved it. And then we went to bed. And then Sunday morning, I left the boyfriend's house early because my mother had gone to the commissary and I had to be at my house to accept the groceries when she came by. And then the boyfriend joined me here after he went to church. And then we went to a winery and did a tasting and had lunch out there. I did some chicken and had some lunch and chit-chat. And then we came home and we were going to go to Pier 1, Pier 1 Imports, that store. Because the boyfriend wanted to buy some candles, but the traffic to get over there was crazy. So, we gave up and just came home and did some afternoon snuggles, and then the boyfriend went home. So we had a wonderful anniversary weekend. We had a really nice time. We got lots of comments on the website when I posted a picture of the boyfriend and I on Saturday, because our actual anniversary was Saturday, February 20th, that was 5 years ago, that I went on my first date with the boyfriend. And we got 9 comments, so thank you all for the comments. It was very nice. And I'm sure the boyfriend and I will be together for many, many, many years to come. Okay, moving on to other things. I am going to just say that right now I just saw on thewashingtonpost.com that Dick Cheney has been admitted to the hospital with chest pains. And this was updated at 8:01 p.m. Today. Today's Monday the 22nd. Let's see what this says. Former Vice President Cheney, Richard B. Cheney, was hospitalized Monday after suffering from chest pains, his office said. His doctors are evaluating the situation and he is resting comfortably, Cheney's office said in a statement. NBC News reported that Cheney, 69, was admitted to George Washington University Hospital in Washington, where he underwent an angiogram. Doctors described his condition to the network as stable. Cheney may have additional treatment Tuesday. We don't know what the plan is, one physician told NBC News. Cheney has a history of heart disease, and it proved a particular concern during his 2 terms and as next in line to the presidency. He suffered the first of 4 heart attacks at 37 and 8 cardiac events, including surgeries to replace a pacemaker and an implant, a vascular stent between 2000 and 2008 elections. Well, I'm so sad. I hope nothing happens to poor Dick Cheney. That would simply be awful if he, passed away from his heart disease. I think everyone would be upset about that. Anyway, so yes, the Olympics are on. And I think I talked about it last time. I didn't think I was watching too much of the Olympics, but there's nothing else on TV. So I am finding myself being on the NBC HD channel and watching these Olympics more so than not. And you'd think with all the TV channels I'd have there'd be something on, but there's really nothing on. So I am watching a lot of Olympics. Of course, I am very happy that the United States is doing very well. I think at this point they're up to 24 medals, 7 gold, 7 silver, and 10 bronze. So yeah, they're doing very well. The next closest one is Germany with 21, and I would not doubt it if Germany surpasses us in medals. That wouldn't be, I don't think that would be too far out of reach for Germany. Anyway, so I'm watching the Olympics, and that's about it. And I keep thinking that I would podcast more often, but you know what? I just don't have anything to say, and I'm not going to podcast if I don't have anything to say. And that reminds me, too, I was listening to John Ong today, and he was talking about taking a break from his personal journal podcasting and just, because he still likes his Penang Hokkien podcast and his Ding De Bell podcast with his Korean, I think she's Korean. Anyway, but he was talking about how when he does his personal journal podcast, he doesn't have much to say and he doesn't want to force it and doesn't want to do it just because he feels obligated. Well, I got over the whole obligated thing a while ago. Excuse me, I'm just blowing a piece of dirt off my keyboard. But I'm not going to podcast unless I have something to say, like I tell you about the weekend or about the Olympics or some news event or whatever, but I'm not just going to podcast a podcast. If I have something to say, I will say it. I was thinking that I would do like a few shorter length podcasts, like just a couple minutes to discuss a specific topic. Like, for example, I could talk about the, today the Senate voted to pass this, well, the jobs bill. Then we talk about this jobs bill. And the Senate voted late this afternoon, 62-30 to advance the $15 billion jobs bill. But it has to now go to the House, I believe, and, you know, work it out there. So, you know, I could talk about the whole jobs bill and what I think it does for us and not for us and money being spent and so forth. Or I could talk about how today the new credit card rules went into place and how it's very sad that we think that the credit card bill is actually a good thing for consumers when really it's been a bad thing because as soon as the credit card bill was announced, every credit card company has raised their rates or changed their rates from a fixed rate to a variable rate. And they have, you know, the credit card bill changes 10 basic things about credit cards, but the credit card companies have already figured out how to get around 8 of them by charging a different fee for something else. Like, for example, I heard today, which is probably I'm going to get charged for it, is they will now charge for sending you a paper bill. In this day and age, they want people to pay online, and those of us who still get a paper bill, they're going to charge us for it. That's how they figure out, you know, a different way to collect a fee. Well, I need to get to the point, and I know everybody would like to get to the point where they don't use credit cards at all. But the problem with that is that I don't have big chunks of money to buy something when I need, you know, like if I'm going to buy a new computer or, you know, something several hundred dollars or $1,000, I don't have that kind of cash sitting around. I mean, granted, I could write a check, but you know what it will do, as John Ong would say with Susie Orman, is that it would force me to save up for the item that I want and not put it on a credit card, which I know is a very good thing, and I may actually get to that point. But you know, I have a problem with when I want something, I go out and get it and charge it and just pay it off, like the every computer I've ever owned. But I do have money set aside for the iPad when it comes out because I got my tax refund back and I've already set aside $600 for that, and I have a gift card from the holidays for $200. So I have $800 set aside for the iPad because I think I'm going to get the one that has the Wi-Fi and the G3. You know, I'm going to get the top-of-the-line one. So I have that money is already set aside. I don't have to worry about charging it. I have the money. That's not an issue. So I won't be charging that, that's for sure. So anyway, I've been rattling on long enough now. And there's nothing else I want to say. So that's all I have for today, boys and girls. I hope that you had a wonderful weekend. And until next time, Bye.